From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The reaction of Democratic lawmakers to the economic package worked out by President Obama and congressional Republicans ranges from wariness to anger. The White House is doing its best to diffuse the discontent. Presidential Advisor David Axelrod.
There are people that are unhappy. That always happens with a compromise. And there are things in this that we distinctly don't like. But I'll tell you who will be unhappy most of all is the American people if they wake up on January 1st with a typical family with a $3,000 tax increase because we couldn't come to closure on this issue.
Axelrod was on ABC's Good Morning America. Democrats are upset about two aspects of the compromise, the extension of tax cuts for high-income Americans and a measure that would lower estate taxes on wealthy heirs. Democratic Congressman John Larson of Connecticut says a number of his colleagues expressed opposition to the package at a meeting on Capitol Hill.
At the core was a deep and abiding concern by a number of members who stood up that this was not a good deal.
But the White House argues that in exchange for the tax breaks for the wealthy, the president got an array of tax benefits for middle-class Americans. A fire in a prison in Chile has killed at least 81 inmates. The blaze broke out before dawn at the facility, which is southeast of the country's capital. The announcement by authorities in Haiti that there will be a runoff in the country's inconclusive presidential election has prompted protests in the streets of the capital, including sporadic gunfire. NPR's Jason Beaubien says people are upset that a popular candidate is being excluded from the runoff.
What's happening is the supporters of Michel Martelly, who came in third, believe that this was a rigged election. They believe that the government has favored Jude Celestin, the favored candidate of President René Préval, and that this election result, in which Celestin beat Martelly by just a few thousand votes, proves that the government rigged the election, as many of the presidential candidates themselves said was going to happen.
NPR's Jason Beaubien in Port-au-Prince. Three pharmaceutical companies have agreed to pay the federal government $421 million to settle charges they inflated prices for their products. NPR's Julie Rovner reports the firms used bloated prices to cheat the Medicare and Medicaid programs.
The companies are Abbott, Roxane, and B. Braun Medical, Inc. All three were alleged to have manipulated something called the average wholesale price of their products. That's not the price the government pays for the drug, but it is the price on which the government bases its payment. If that price is inflated, the government ends up paying way more than the health care providers who purchase it from the company, thus giving both them and the drug company huge profits. All three companies denied wrongdoing in settling the claims, but this settlement brings to $5 billion the amount the Justice Department has recovered in health fraud cases since 2009. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. The Obama administration has given up trying to persuade Israel's prime minister to freeze construction of Jewish settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem for 90 days as a way to advance peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians. The Palestinians had demanded a halt to construction before agreeing to resume direct negotiations. Palestinian officials are now saying they're considering their options. The U.S. is proposing a return to indirect talks as a way to keep the peace process from coming to a complete halt. Friends and relatives of Elizabeth Edwards are paying tribute to her courage and grace in dealing with challenges, including her long battle with cancer, the death of a child, and her husband's infidelity. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports on Edwards' death in North Carolina at the age of 61.
Edwards was diagnosed with cancer in 2004, in the final days of her husband John's first presidential bid. In 2007, she learned the cancer had spread. Edwards spoke openly about the disease and about her husband's affair with a campaign staffer. She talked to NPR in 2009, after the release of her second book, Resilience, when she said marriage is hard.
And when anyone steps in to disrupt that, to basically take some of it for themselves without having put in the work, it's disturbing.
Edwards ended her treatment after doctors said the cancer had spread to her liver. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
Sound of a children's chorus from Cheyenne, Wyoming, singing on Capitol Hill for the lighting of a 67-foot spruce from that state, this year's Capitol Christmas tree. It's decorated with 5,000 ornaments and lights that are low-powered, energy-efficient LEDs. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.